It's time for a look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Dave Spadaro and Glenn Mack now. And we see the standings, and the Eagles way atop with the Dallas Cowboys. I like the fact that the Eagles and the Cowboys are both good. Two young quarterbacks.
Well, that's it.
A rivalry renewed. One that you maybe can count on for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I hate that the Cowboys are good. I don't find anything pleasurable about
it.
You don't
like the challenge.
No, I like when the Cowboys are 1-15.
Okay.
But still, given where they are and looking ahead, the next 5 years, 8 years, whatever it can possibly be, I think Carson Wentz versus Dak Prescott is something that's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of years.
And Ezekiel Elliott also has been really, really, really strong.
He's really come on the last two games. He's averaging about 130 yards a game. He's scoring touchdowns. He's holding onto the ball. He's the rookie we thought he would be. Now, they got bad news today, the Cowboys. They've lost starting guard Lyle Collins apparently for the year with a toe injury. We all know that line is the greatest line in the history of pro football. At least we hear that all the time, Dave. Losing him is, boom, a cog out, trouble.
Yeah, Ronald Leary, though, a good backup. He played well against San Francisco on Sunday. How about the New York Giants? Tough loss on Monday night to the Minnesota Vikings. There's trouble brewing in Big Blue World with that potent group of wide receivers, with Shepard joining Cruz, joining ODB, and they score 10 points, and they just don't seem to have a mix, and they don't seem to be on the same page.
Those three guys, 12 catches, 103 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
Nothing. They could get nothing going.
Great defense, though, in Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota looks like it's a real top team. But this was the Giants' chance on the national stage, on a road game, to really kind of try to show something. And I think they really wilted. I think Ben McAdoo is really showing a kind of a conservative, unexciting, uncreative side, which surprised me. I thought they'd get more out of him. And the big story, of course, is, Dave, they spent $100 million to improve that defense this year. Their defensive line in four games has two sacks.
Yeah.
Two. And that was going to be their big area of improvement. Hadn't happened.
Tough schedule ahead for both the Giants and the Cowboys. Let's talk about the Washington Redskins, a team that I don't think I've got a handle on right now. They squeak by the Cleveland Browns and Cody Parkey on Sunday. Controversial fumble call. Kirk Cousins up and down.
Yeah.
They get some good running game going, but I just don't think the Redskins are what they were last year.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're kind of a mess, and they had to come back late against the Cleveland team, but, you know, people said this in the first 2 weeks. You beat the teams you play, and they beat the Cleveland Browns. Jordan Reed is becoming more of the offense, which is a big help for them. Matt Jones, you just mentioned, ran for 117 yards, and that's, you know, they get that part of the offense going, then they're a lot better. Tough one for them at Baltimore. Ravens coming off a loss this week, so we'll see what they are. I'm with you. I'm certain what they are.
Yeah, and we'll see Washington in 2 weeks, and then after that they go to Detroit, and so it's not easy for them, and Cincinnati at home. So it gets very interesting here in the month of October in the NFC East. That's our look at the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. When we return to Eagles 360, defensive line coach Chris Wilson so happy with his group. They are literally kicking booty up front. We'll hear from him on Eagles 360. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.